just love this book. From every chapter to every chapter, as you read, your heart is really being warmed by the wonderful grace of God. When you read chapter 1, the first few verses, things are just so dark and so depressing. But how wonderful it is when a soul, by faith, takes hold of God and make a decision for God, in spite of all of the circumstances. Who could have ever thought, reading the first few verses of chapter 1, to end up with having David as the end of the chapter, the coming of David? That started with the time of the judges, famine in the land, a man dies, his two sons die, his wife comes back and she said, don't call me Naomi anymore, call me Mara. The Lord have afflicted me, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Ruth, sitting there going, she has a name, she's a Moabite, going there in the field as those poor people picking up some food to bring to her mother-in-law. How wonderful is the grace of God? Do you think that God is any man's debtor? Do you think if you are faithful to the Lord, He will leave you hanging? Friends might do that. Parents might do that. Relatives might do that. But not the Lord. Scripture said, when my father and mother forsaken me, the Lord will take me. And that's what the Lord that we are talking about. The mighty man of wealth. We have seen in chapter 2 how he's able to provide. How is he able to instruct. And everything we have spoke about is very applicable to our time. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God. It is applicable just like as it was 4,000 years ago as it is in the year 2006. Very simply, what we have in the portion before us is that Ruth in chapter 3 and verse 15 who could read to me from verse 15 to verse 18. Any volunteer? Fred. John, God, thank you.
Chapter 3, right?
Chapter 3, from verse 15 to verse 18.
Also he said, bring the straw that is on you and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 acres of barley and laid it on her. Then she went into the city. When she came to her mother-in-law, she said, is that you, my daughter? And she told her that all the men had done her. And she said, these 6 acres of barley he gave me. For he said to me, do not go empty-handed to your mother-in-law. Then she said, still, sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out. For the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter of his bed.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. 6 measure of barley he gave. Mm-hmm. He was happy with 6 again. You see, in the school of God, she's learning. Okay, look, not only that the first time I went, I got an ephah, which is 10 omers. That would be enough for 10 days. Now he gave me 6 measures of barley. We have enough food for another 6 years. But Naomi said, no, don't worry about the barley. The 6. We're talking about number 7. Sit still, my Lord. How wonderful for the believer to be at rest. And not to be anxious for nothing. But in everything, with prayer and supplication, how wonderful it is to just sit still and to relax. The Lord's in control. The man is not going to rest until he will fulfill the matter. There's a man sitting in heaven at the right hand of God. The matter is not finished yet. And he is coming soon to fulfill that matter. But a relationship such as this is very fruitful. Boaz found something in Ruth that is very important for us to take hold of and to discuss. When it comes to choosing a helpmeet, Ruth apparently had a choice. Boaz said that. He did not go after rich or poor, old or young. She looked for a man who have a spiritual quality. That's what she looked for. And we will discuss that. Boaz takes a mantle of redemption and fulfill it. And as a result of that, Ruth becomes his wife. Look at the effect that Ruth have brought on Naomi. Look at the effect that Ruth have brought on Bethlehem. Look at the effect that Ruth have brought on the coming generation. Remember, every decision you make has a long-term effect. As a result of that decision, when she said, your God will be my God, and your people will be my people, as a result of that decision of cleaving to the Lord with the purpose of hope, King David was born. She became the great grandmother of King David. And her name was mentioned in Matthew chapter 1, as we said earlier, in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to say something. I have read it somewhere. It might not be true. It might. I don't know. They tell us in the Jewish tradition, some rabbis believe that Goliath was the grandson of Orpah. It might be way off. It might be completely wrong. I'm not saying it's in the scripture. I have read it once and I'm passing it to you. You might think it's true. You might think it's not. But I think it has some implication. She stayed in Moab. She married a person from there. The result was Goliath, the enemy of the people of God. If that case is true, I don't know. But let's not look at that. Look at the person who took a stand for the Lord and came and married Boaz. What is the effect on the coming generation? David the king is come to life. Godliness has its promise, not only in this life, but also in the life. Godliness, when you follow the Lord, there is a result and there is an effect, not only in this generation, but those generations to come. The person that you're going to choose to be your husband or your wife, it's not going to only affect you. It's going to affect the whole company. And it's going to affect the coming generation.